Good morning. This is Jennifer Buster. I'm the director of BabyNet, and I've got Stephanie Hicklin with me.
I'm the director of training for BabyNet.
And we're here today to talk about the Medicaid alert that went out on May 26th. So I'll apologize up front for reading to you, but I'm going to read through a little bit of the information, and then we'll go into the questions that we received. You will not be able to ask questions during this presentation. You'll just have to listen. So the Medicaid alert reads, for payment dates effective July 1st, 2018, the South Carolina Department of Health and Human Services will transition claims payment for BabyNet services from Jasper County Disabilities and Special Needs Board to the South Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. Providers must be registered in the South Carolina Enterprise Information System, or SCIS, prior to July 1st, 2018 to avoid payment delays during this transition. You may register as a SCIS provider, and there's a link attached, and following the step-by-step instructions. Payment procedures. Paper checks will be mailed and electronic deposits will be transferred no later than 3 to 5 days after the payment transaction has been processed and approved. Payments to providers will be processed within 14 business days from receipt of the EOB, given that all of the proper steps were followed to provide the billing coordinator with the required documents and information for payment. The Medicaid alert goes on to talk about the steps that need to be taken in order to set up direct deposit or payment, and then also about paper checks. Now I'm going to go into the questions that we received. The first one is, we already have direct deposit for Medicaid set up. Do I need to do it again? The answer is yes. Medicaid providers are currently paid out of MMIS for other programs, and BabyNet providers will be paid out of SCIS. So it's important that folks get set up within the SCIS system in order to receive payment.
Will BabyNet EOBs be submitted electronically through our clearinghouse in the same manner Medicaid submits EOBs? The answer to that question is no.
Question number three. When will electronic payments begin after 7/1/2018? We started sending claims to the new email today. The answer is DHHS will start cutting checks after July 1st, 2018.
What number do we contact to discuss claims issues? The phone number for claims issues is 803-898-1085.
Question number five. Is this for services starting 7/1/2018 only, or will it also cover services prior to that date? The answer is DHHS will pay for services for 1 year prior.
What about invoices/EOBs that have been submitted to Jasper for payment but have not been paid by July 1st, 2018? The answer is we will be coordinating with Jasper throughout this process and we'll work to ensure the proper payment for all claims.
So, and I'll add, in addition to that question, we're aware that in some cases providers have submitted information and have perhaps been paid for one of the claims on a page but not the others. We're aware of this and, again, are working with the new staff here at HHS to ensure that we work out a way for providers to get paid for all of the outstanding claims. Question seven, how does a provider know if they are already in SCIS? And the answer is if you try to complete the process again and you're already enrolled as a provider in SCIS, then SCIS will stop you. It's not going to allow you to enter the information again.
If EOBs are sent to the email address babynetclaims@scdhhs.gov, can the member and patient info be marked out to be HIPAA compliant? The answer is no, provider should send in that information encrypted, and we will work with IT to open those. So apparently there's been problems in the past with folks here at HHS being able to open those encrypted emails. And IT has let us know that they can work with us to get those opened with a PIN. We just have to let them know, and we'll be able to get them out of quarantine.
All right, that concludes the questions that we received in the email or in the box that we set up for folks to submit questions. I will say we're going to probably leave that active. So if folks have additional questions, since they don't have an opportunity to ask those on the call today, if you have those and you want to submit them, you can submit them to babynet@sedhhs.gov, and we will try and follow up with each question individually. We appreciate you joining us today, and again, we apologize for the technical difficulty.
Robin Morris just notified us of one additional question that she received. There was a late question that came in asking if this process also includes BabyNet interpreters and translators, foreign language interpreters and translators, and the answer to that is yes.
Sorry for the interruption.
I just wanted to catch it while we were still on.
No, we appreciate it. And again, if you have any additional questions, if you'll please use the address I mentioned earlier, we'll follow up with each of you individually. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.